Britain breaks through one Brexit hurdle.
I very much welcome the prospect of moving ahead to the next phase to talk about trade and security and to discuss the positive and ambitious future relationship.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. They say breaking up is hard to do. Well, it's just gotten a tiny bit easier for Britain. Overnight, a breakthrough on the issue of the border separating Northern Ireland from the Republic of Ireland after Brexit. It's a welcome development for the Irish Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar.
We want to build bridges, not borders. And we want free travel and free trade to continue as it does now and has done for the past 20 years.
Well, Britain can now move on to trade talks with the EU. But I asked the BBC's Andrew Walker if this is the last we'll hear of the Irish border.
It is not. All that they've achieved on the Irish border, I think, is what they would call sufficient progress. And it is not a definitive solution by any means. Both sides do agree that they want to avoid any kind of hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic. But the European Commission said quite explicitly in the statement they've just put out, this intention seems hard to reconcile with the United Kingdom's communicated decision to leave the internal market and the customs union. So the contradiction, the incompatibility between these various positions that we've known about for some time is still there. They are just going to have to try and negotiate a way around it.
Andrew Walker, let's do the numbers. It's been choppy trading for sterling since this morning's announcement. The currency saw a slight move higher against the dollar, trading around $1.35. It's also been a roller coaster for the price of Bitcoin. On the Coinbase exchange, it soared to nearly $20,000 overnight before settling around $15,000. Now, if you're waking up every morning thinking, should I get in on the Bitcoin action? You're not alone. You're also not alone if you're struggling to get your head around why Bitcoin has any value. So I got in touch with Holly Mackay, founder of Boring Money, to get a dummy's guide to Bitcoin investing.
Bitcoin, really, I think of it like gold. It's a store of value, and we use it as a digital currency on the belief that when we go to buy and sell it, there will be a system behind it, which is good to its word. So, I mean, I've got a test account with Bitcoin. I set it up last week. It was actually fairly difficult to go on and transact. I had to sort of set up this account and there was lots of security. I had to upload a passport. So the process was fairly convoluted. But I've got my test account of Bitcoin now. It's obviously been a really hairy ride. I mean, I wrote a blog about it this morning. My test account of £200 from last week had gone up to over £300 when I started writing the blog, and by the time I'd finished it, it was £280. So it's a roller coaster ride. I think the problem we have with Bitcoin is that it's in the hands of too few. I think Bitcoin is owned, the majority of it, by just 1,000 investors. So I think what we really need to see to get confidence up in it is a much broader user base across the world.
You talk about trust, you talk about looking at it as another commodity, but I mean, the difference is no government stands behind it, and you don't even really use it to buy anything physical.
But I think the fact that there's no government or no central institution behind it, in a way, is what makes people trust it, that there's this belief that if there's enough public ownership, and this is effectively just a very public ledger, it's decentralizing it. And I think, strangely, really, people are saying, well, actually, that means I have more trust in it.
Now, on Monday, futures trading begins on Bitcoin on one major exchange. Is that just going to fuel the bubble?
I do think it's a bubble. I do think that it's inevitable that at some point the price will fall off a cliff, but I would expect to see the addition of futures to the equation is something that will, yes, drive it in the short term.
Holly Mackay. Next week she's going to explain blockchain in a way even a kid can understand, so tune in then. Now, we all want cars and we want to be green too. So what are the best options? Finland has a target of getting 70,000 biogas-powered cars on the road in the next 12 years. That's gas made from things like rotting supermarket food. Its state-owned company, Gasum, thinks it can get biogas straight into our existing engines. Their sales director, Jussi Rintila, explains how it works.
We receive the biomaterial to our biogas plants and then fed into these bioreactors. The bacteria living in the reactors is then producing methane. And the raw gas is already good enough for various industrial uses. But when we want to transport the gas further, we need to first upgrade the gas and then pump it into these high-pressure transport pipelines or containerize the gas and transport it.
Now, he says biogas actually runs better in a petrol car because it's cleaner burning, and he says the whole process benefits everyone.
We receive bio-waste from hundreds of different companies. Some key customers are joining with us to build circular economies around their own businesses. They have the bio-waste transported to our locations where we then treat the bio-waste and transfer that into biogas. And then these companies run their production on biogas, run their logistics fleet on biogas. Then they become companies that are the first to carbon neutralize their production and logistics. And they get, of course, advertising value out of being the first ones to be totally green.
Jussi Rintila of Gasum in Finland. Now, finally, avocado toast lovers, this one's for you. British supermarket chain Marks and Spencer is selling stoneless avocados this Christmas. The cocktail avocado, as it's called, is smaller, and its skin and flesh are edible. So happy snacking this holiday season. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.